The reason I'm doing this next interview is because, you know, we chat to David Mainier, who's the Minister for Finance, Economic Opportunities and Tourism in the Western Cape, and he was talking to me about all the trips that he'd undergone, just to make sure that we are ready for level one. I'm sure he knew about level one before everybody else did. And he mentioned the West Coast Fossil Park. Now, I've heard of it. I've never been there, sad to say. But he mentioned this one story about a black bear. And he said, "Kino, I never knew there was a black bear up the West Coast." I said, "Well, listen, if that's the one story, there must be others. So let's get on this West Coast Fossil Park and talk about what they're about, what they do. But more important than anything else, the stories of what the fossils tell us about the West Coast." So Daryl Dreyer is in Langebaan, and he is the public programs manager for the West Coast Fossil Park. Daryl, great to have you on the show.
The same with you. How are you doing?
Very good, sir. Very good. So talk to us a little bit. I mean, it's a fossil park, right? So we know that they're fossils there, else you wouldn't call it a fossil park. So that's out of the way. But what do you do at this fossil park? Just tell us a little bit about the work that gets done there.
Okay, so the West Coast Fossil Park has been around already for 22 years, officially actually opened to the public in 1998. And what we do here is actually a tourism center. We let the tourists come here and they actually see the fossils. And we have quite a unique site in terms that we actually have 80 square meter fossils in situ from the fossil dig site. Normally when you come to a fossil park, you tend to see fossils within a display case. But here we're able to see actually the fossils within the ground. So come here, you come for a tour, and then you learn about the great history of when the West was actually wild.
I thought, what? You're telling me it's not wild? Okay, I'm just kidding.
It was wilder before.
So let's talk about some of the stories that stand out, and maybe let's start with David Mainier's black bear.
Okay, so it's not actually the black bear, it's actually the African bear. Oh. It was the only time a bear was ever discovered south of the Sahara. Normally, obviously, you know, bears are normally in the north side of this planet over here. So it was quite a big find, so much so that when it was actually discovered, it went all the way to a paleontologist in America just to say that this is actually a bear that once upon a time used to exist here. And the period of time we're actually working with is from 5 to 10 million years ago, which is the late Miocene, early Pliocene era. So that is how far back our fossils are actually dated.
Okay, so what else was happening in the area? So we call it the African bear. I'm surprised that David Mainier said black bear because he's part of the DA and they said race no longer makes part of their thing. But anyway, so talk to me some more. So what was life? Just tell us, so what year was this? I mean, just let's make this as accessible as possible, right? When was this bear around and what was life like back then as far as you know?
Okay, so obviously, like I said, we were dealing with 5 to 10 million years ago.
Okay.
So we obviously know that we now on the West Coast, and when you come to the West Coast, you know the area is quite dry, and as you go further towards the north, towards Namibia, it just gets more arid. But what we actually discovered when we had all these big major creatures, we actually had the same. We had a subtropical type of climate, which means that at the moment we have a Mediterranean climate, which is rain during your winter periods, and then obviously you have your dry summers. But we had the same weather, such as KwaZulu-Natal. So we used to look like Durban here in Langebaan, or basically this area over here.
Oh, my word.
And also a little bit of the Eastern Cape. So when we had this jungle around over here, we used to have various types of elephants and giraffes, and we had hippos, and then we also had a pig the size of a hippopotamus that used to be around us. and then we used to have saber-toothed cats, and then with all these other predators such as hyenas, we also had this African bear. So that was actually the situation that we were working with, and then obviously the whole climate started changing towards the fynbos biome that we have now, and that led to the extinction of these animals and why we actually tend to find the fossils now. Also, this very point that we are at Langebaan Weg, we obviously know that the Berg River is at the moment in Foulter of Lieplek side.
Yep.
But the mouth opening was actually here at Langebaan. And that time, Langebaan, the little town now, was actually underwater. So we basically a little bit more inland, about 15 kilometers inland from Langebaan town. We were actually near the coastline once upon a time. And that is why there's so much fossils, because fossils tend to develop within waterways.
That is absolutely phenomenal. What are some of the other stories you can share with us?
Obviously, we knew the reason why we managed to find the fossils is that this used to be an old mine. They started in the late 1940s, and they were mining for phosphate. And obviously, when they were mining the phosphate, which is nearly 30 meters below the ground, they then discovered then these fossils or these other unusual rocks at that time. And from there onwards, they identified there were fossils around at this point. So the research actually started around from the 1960s onwards. So there has been about over 60 years worth of research. And as I said, the fossil parks have been over 22 years, but the reason why we're actually now really getting out there and people are understanding about us, starting in 2016 and actually officially opened in 2018 was our new facility, and we got a 67 million rand building that was sponsored, that was funded by the Lotto. So we have a brand new museum, and then obviously we have a brand new facility, and that is what the main attraction is now. It's actually a gem, a world-class gem on the West Coast.
So families, I would imagine, can come there with their kids and they'd be, you know, told all these wonderful stories. How does that work? So you arrive there. How much is this building again?
67 million rand.
Yes. Okay. That's a lot of money. Okay. That's fine. So 67 million, and you got it from old Tata Machans. Okay. So we know that, right? So
yes, at least we're going to some good place.
At least they're not, you know, handing money over to the ANC Youth League like they used to. But anyway. So,
that.
No, that's fine. No, you don't have to comment on that. Don't worry. But let's talk about the journey that you go through when you enter this fossil park. Because I'm encouraging people to travel and go and check things out.
Yes. So when you come into the fossil park, you obviously book in by reception. When we have upgraded our new website, so there is a booking option, which is always the best now, especially in this COVID regulation time. And then you come in, you book, and then there are tours, which are at the moment now. We've obviously changed according to on-season, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and 1 o'clock. And then you will meet a guide. The guide will then take you to the dig site where the fossils are in situ and explain to you about the mine situation, show you the fossils, and explain to you exactly how this area would have looked like about 5 to 10 million years ago. And it's basically gives a whole lot of information when it comes to botany or zoology. So it's quite a lot of science that you are getting. But we keep it interesting as far as possible. And then we also have the museum. The museum is self-guided, but it's a beautiful museum. We are one of our stakeholders, EZZECO, which is obviously in Cape Town over there. So we are on the same kind of level that we are pushing with. So if you are interested in museums, we have a good world-class museum also on the side of here, and there's so much more to come in the future also.
Isn't that 67 million? It must be a beautiful museum. I was hoping that. So what did you study? Let's talk about you, Daryl.
Okay.
So you're the public programs manager, and obviously you need to understand everything about these fossils as well. I mean, you can't just, you know, spin stories. Of course you don't. You know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So just let's talk about the job that you do.
Okay, so my job particularly is to focus on the education side, because as much as we do have the tourism, we are involved in the curriculum. So we normally, there is now the part when it comes to natural science, the part where we talk about evolution, the origins of mankind when it comes to the Africa apophysis, and then obviously we do geographical science or so. So normally when the schools are around, we actually do a lot of school programs and also workshops with universities. But now, obviously, with the schools not being there, we just mainly focus on the tourism. I initially started doing business management before I landed up planting trees in Cape Town and Stellenbosch. And through the environmental education, eventually landed up here. For me, the paleontology is very much nature conservation with dead animals.
Okay. Now, so you don't have to worry about getting eaten.
Yeah. But I mean, we also, we do also have 750 hectares of land. So as much as there is this building facility, we are a preservation and conservation area for the Saldanha Flat, Strand, and Sunfelt. So we have trails of 3 kilometers, 5 kilometers, and we have lots of wildlife, lots of species of birds here. So we have birders coming through. We also have just basically a lot of naturalists around. We're also very much involved in academia. So we have pilot projects of a weevil being introduced to your rooikrans in order to basically to see the science of how do we actually do alien clearing without having to actually cut down the stuff. So
have you got Rooikrans?
Yes, in the Rooikrans. Hey. We have projects. The universities come here, and there is so much intelligence that we have on our grounds over here, and we have a space for those researchers to actually come in and do those projects and hopefully contribute towards society.
Yes, yeah, so it'll probably be wrong for me to chop down anything and use it for my briars. My favorite wood.
Well, we have so much, Rooikrans, and the less Rooikrans we have,
the better.
Biodiversity we have, yeah.
Okay, great. Deal. I'll see you guys soon. Daryl Dreher, wonderful chatting to you, sir.
Thank you.
The public programs manager for the West Coast Fossil Park.